Lawmakers in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, hope that the city council's allocation of $1 million to help close the funding gap for the nascent Berkshire Innovation Center will spark momentum for the decade-old project. WAMC sat down with Mayor Linda Tyer to discuss a plan for the nonprofit to take responsibility for its own lease, construction, and ownership of the center.
The Innovation Center is going to provide essential infrastructure to support small to mid-sized advanced manufacturers that reside here in Pittsfield and in the Berkshires in a couple of ways. First, it'll be a place where they can develop their ideas, research and development of ideas, the prototyping of a new product. And it will also have a component of workforce training so that we can build a pipeline for the jobs that are actually here now that some of our manufacturers have a hard time filling.
So the Berkshire Innovation Center feels like has been a long time coming for a lot of people. It started developing about a decade ago under then Governor Deval Patrick, and the city has focused attention to put it at the William Stanley Business Park to utilize those small to mid-sized advanced manufacturing that is starting to build up here in the city. But what's different is that Pittsfield won't necessarily be in charge of the building or operating the center. Tell me a little bit more about that.
One of the things we hope to accomplish with this new momentum around the Innovation Center is to change the structure from one that would require the Mass Life Science Center to give the grant to the city of Pittsfield. We're hoping to pivot on that and allow the Berkshire Innovation Center to be the grantee of those funds. And that provides a number of efficiencies around construction and ownership of the building. I'm not interested in owning any more buildings as a municipal government.
A big thorn in trying to get this project underway was some of the paperwork involved with trying to set this up. And the cost started to pile up, and that's where a lot of the funding gap came from. But now that the responsibility is transferred over to the nonprofit, will they have an easier time to put shovels in the ground?
So there's a couple things. First, the funding gap was related specifically to construction. We had settled the structure through the legal documentations, and then we went out to bid, and the results were we were $3 million short. That resulted in us taking some time to evaluate alternative locations. With the support of the Commonwealth, it turns out that new construction at the William Stanley Business Park is the right strategy. And we are hoping that we can, over this next couple of months, restructure this relationship between the four partners. That hasn't happened yet, but that is certainly one of our goals. And it will provide efficiencies in terms of if the city constructs the Innovation Center, we have to go through a public procurement process. Whereas if the Innovation Center is the builder, then they are relieved from some of those procurement processes that can be obstacles.
Pittsfield is allocating that $1 million. The state is expected to kick in an additional $2 million sometime in October. On top of that, the Massachusetts Life Science Center's $9.7 million total commitment will be transferred over to the nonprofit to cover that gap. But some are saying that the project has racked up another $1 million in costs due to, again, delayed construction and dwindled operating funds. Is the city's input a wash?
So what I'm hoping is that between the $1 million that the city is committing, because we believe so strongly in the concept of the Innovation Center, and the $2 million that the Commonwealth is also contributing, that will make it easier for the Berkshire Innovation Center board to find and leverage resources to help fund their operating costs. I'm hoping that the momentum around our money and the state's money will inspire greater memberships and maybe sponsorships so that funding for the operating costs can be attained.
That's Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer. Tyer says once the Berkshire Innovation Center secures a steady operating fund, the nonprofit expects it would be at least 18 months before doors open.